Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Clean Media. I am the curator of Blackberry Naturals, and I am your host of The Queen's Lair. Thank you for tuning in again. This is Season 9, Episode 8, The Essence Fest Recap. Season 9, Episode 8, Essence Fest 2018 recap. I've got to throw that in there. Thank you so much. First of all, I want to open up with a huge thank you to everyone that has reached out to me, has texted me, has called me, however you contacted me, by cards, notes, letters, whatever it is, to express your condolences. For those that may have not tuned in this part of the summer, I actually, in my last podcast, if you want to hear the rundown of everything, the kind of like the life update, but for those who didn't know, but may have known that my dad was sick, he did pass away May 21st of this year. And we buried him June 1st. So it's been almost 2 months, going on almost 2 months, and it's weird. You know, it's such an odd feeling. You know, there's a lot of times where I would call him, you know, just to say, hey, Daddy, you know, what's going on? And, you know, shoot the breeze with him, you know, for an hour or so on the phone. And there's been a few times in these past, you know, month and a half, going on 2 months, that I've gone to do that and then realized that I can't. As an entrepreneur, I know I tie a lot of things back to being an entrepreneur, because being an entrepreneur, for me anyway, and I think a lot of people will identify with this as well, who also run their own businesses, when you're an entrepreneur, it pretty much consumes your life. Now, it can consume your life in a positive way, and it can also consume your life in a negative way. Of course, I choose it to be the positive way. And it consumes your life because you are the person who is in charge of making the decisions. So because you're the decision maker, and in a lot of cases, you're the accountant, in a lot of cases, you're the lawyer, you know, you're all of these different hats for your business, especially as solo entrepreneurs that may not have a staff yet. You know, it's very hard to navigate a lot of things that go on in your life. And my last podcast talked about, you know, being an entrepreneur and dealing with loss, because I think a lot of people who are entrepreneurs and deal with loss, it's very tough because, you know, in the 9-to-5 job, you can take time off from work and you get your bereavement time. And, you know, it doesn't normally, for the most part, doesn't affect your paycheck. But when you are running your own business, especially if it's a service-based business, you know, and when I say service-based, I mean like consultations and things like that, where you actually have to be physically meeting with people and doing work for people. That can be very tough, because if you don't have any other people working with you and you're that only person, now you have got this huge emotional upheaval of your life from losing your loved one, and then you have to find a way to make it work and navigate through those feelings. And when am I going to go back to full time, you know, clients start calling me again, and, you know, that kind of thing. So it can be very hard. So I gave some really great tips in my last podcast before this one, about how entrepreneurs can deal with loss, you know, especially when you're dealing with a death in the family. It could be anything. It could even be a divorce. It could be whatever it is. But I specifically was talking about maybe a death in the family, you know, for me recently losing my dad, but to losing a relationship as well. You know, as an entrepreneur and you're going through divorce or going through whatever it is, maybe a best friend, whatever, that can take a huge emotional toll on the everyday person. So when you have to think about your business and what's the next strategy and marketing and, you know, ads and, you know, all these different things that are going to, you know, turn a profit for you to be actually able to live, pay your bills, you know, that is a huge thing to carry, you know, for our solo entrepreneurs out there, and even if you have a small staff. So I always suggest, you know, if you are dealing with things like that and you are going through a tough time, whatever it is, get yourself an intern, someone that can take the extras, you know, those little loads off of you so that you can concentrate on the bigger things without having to worry about the, you know, the smaller thing, if it's at all possible. And if you get the money up eventually and you can hire yourself an assistant, that's an amazing thing as well. Even a part-time assistant is wonderful. I can tell you from experience, it's amazing. So let's get into this week, and we're going to talk briefly about Essence Fest. Oh, I love Essence Fest. I absolutely love Essence Fest. I am so sold on this festival. To me, calling it a festival is so, it's not even enough. It is a complete transformation weekend for any person who is looking to be inspired, be enlightened, be motivated, especially Black people. Anybody can go to Essence Fest, okay? But the bottom line is Essence Magazine was for and about the Black woman, you know? And it's not that other women of color don't read it, or even Caucasian women, but it was built for the Black woman. And Essence Fest is definitely catering to not only just the Black woman, but the Black family as well. I felt a much bigger Black family vibe this year, even more so than I did last year. And I don't know if that was due to the different types of guests that they had this year. Sabrina Fulton was there. For folks who may not be familiar with her name, this is Trayvon Martin's mom was there. You just had a lot of family, a lot of couples. Remy Ma was there, and she was talking about prison reform. And anyone who knows Remy Ma from the hip-hop game, she's been around for a whole lot of years, and she's married to also, who is in the hip-hop culture as well, Papoose. You know, they've just been this powerhouse hip-hop couple, you know, Black love all day. And she spoke, and then Meek Mills was there, and he spoke, and oh my goodness, there was just so much going on. There were so many people. Gosh, I'm just trying to think of all the names of everybody. Al Sharpton, I mean, it was just Regina Bell. As I think of people, I'll, you know, blurt their names out, but it was just really great. And the family aspect, and I think, you know, I can only speak from the perspective that I know, because I obviously am a Black woman and come from a Black family. The Black family aspect was so needed this year. As much as we are sitting down and talking to our children, especially about law enforcement and the way that we have seen our Black men and women being treated by law enforcement. And that was definitely a conversation that was had. It was just wonderful to really get all of those thinkers and doers and decision makers in the same room to have these important conversations. So I think that if you can gather your family together and take 3 or 4 days out of your July 4th, it's always around the July 4th weekend, July 4th fell on a Wednesday this year, and the festival was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's usually 4 days, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, when July 4th falls on the Wednesday or later. So in 2019, July 4th, I believe, is going to fall, I guess it's going to fall on a Thursday in 2019, and I'll double-check that in a second. But so that means that Essence Fest will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after July 4th. And I'm going to check on my calendar right now. Yes, Essence July 4th falls on a Thursday next year. So Essence Fest will likely be the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. It was just amazing. I mean, Mary J. Blige shut it down one night. You had Snoop Dogg. You had Janet Jackson on the final night, on the Sunday night. I just can't speak enough about it. They had State Farm there who was talking about finances. You had Walmart who was a sponsor, and they were talking about businesses and investing in young entrepreneurs. It was just, it was really, the focus I think this year definitely was geared towards Black families, which I think was so needed, and it was so appreciated. I actually got my mom to come with me, which was amazing. You know, for us, having gone through what we did, we pretty much opened up the summer with a, you know, on a somber tone, burying my dad. And I said, you know what, Ma, come with me to Essence Fest, you know. So she came, she said, you know what, let's do it. So we get her ticket and everything, and she comes along. The hotel was amazing. The Mercantile Hotel, I can't even say enough about it. It used to be an Embassy Suites loft. So if anybody remembers, if anybody knows the area around the convention center, it's literally like a 3 blocks away from the convention center. We could walk back and forth. We didn't even need to take a cab to the convention center. It was like literally you come outside and you look down the block, and the convention center is right there. I mean, it was great, like a 5-minute walk away. So it was close to everything. You know, if you wanted to take a little bit of a hike, you could actually walk to the French Quarter. I mean, it was just beautiful. It was really, really beautiful. We had amazing food. My mom was like, this place is really known for food. I'm like, yes, it's huge for food. Food was delicious. There was not one place that we went. We went to some little divey hole-in-the-wall spot that you probably would not even think of, and it was still delicious, amazing, you know, service on point. It was really great. It was really great. So we had such a great time. But Essence Fest is a must. It absolutely is a must. One of the other things that is so important about Essence Fest is because the connections that you make with other entrepreneurs. I stayed there for an entire week. So after Essence Fest was over, we were still there for another 5 days. And it was, you know, to celebrate my mom's birthday was, you know, the week after Essence Fest. So we stayed there through her birthday and, you know, we just had a good old time. But I made sure that wherever I went, I, you know, gave out my business card. I would, you know, dip out of the room for a little while and go outside and walk around and, you know, just meet people and, you know, just let them know what I do for a living, what I do for my job, and, you know, here, contact me. I even had a great conversation, you know, with the general manager. You know, we kind of saw this lady, you know, kind of milling around and getting little things done around the hotel. You know, just saw this woman, you know, milling around the hotel, and we were kind of like, okay, maybe she works here, you know. And we figured out, yeah, she did work there, and she came over to us. We were, like, you know, getting breakfast one morning, and their little breakfast room, and she, you know, she came over to us, and she was like, well, how is everything, ladies? And we're like, oh, everything is fine, you know. So I just wanted to introduce myself, you know. I'm the general manager, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is great, you know. She was like, this hotel literally just got taken over in September. So we rebranded it, you know, from Embassy Suites Loft to the Mercantile Hotel. So I think Mercantile Hotel is an independent, an independent hotel. So she said they're going to knock this whole thing down, you know, on the inside and just do such amazing things. Now, mind you, this hotel is amazing. Beautiful. Go to my Instagrams and you will see exactly what went down. I videotaped the room, you know, all of that. I mean, it's just amazing, okay? And I will tell you right now, I don't know what they're going to do to this hotel, but I can't imagine how much better. Just the way she was explaining it, I said, I totally believe you. And it's also going to become a meeting space as well. So people, keep in mind the Mercantile Hotel, because they're about to have huge renovations. Hopefully, I'm sure the renovations will probably be done by next Essence Fest. They said they're not closing the hotel. They're just going to do piece by piece, go floor by floor, room by room. But I can't wait for that renovation, because I tell you, the place is gorgeous. It looked like New York City Loft with the exposed brick. The building history actually is, it used to be an old sugar mill. So if you have any idea about the warehouse type of feel, and that's the district that we were in. We were in the warehouse district, walking distance, literally from the Mississippi. Like, you could see the Mississippi in the distance and the bridge and everything. I mean, it was just gorgeous. It was, I couldn't even say anything. Their breakfast pastries in the morning, coffee, juice, tea, it was just, it's a great way to start the day. The music soundtrack that they had was playing, like, Lettucey and Joe Scott and Daly. If anybody knows Daly, this is this cat from the UK. His voice is amazing. Just real soulful type folks, you know what I mean? And just that music that you're just like, wow, you know, kind of have Daly actually has kind of like a Robin Thicke kind of vibe, maybe even a little bit more laid back than Robin Thicke, you know. He's one of our Caucasian dudes who just has that authentic soul about him. Like, his music is the real deal, you know. It's just really great stuff. Anthony Hamilton and just our staples in the soul, you know, music era. And then also they played, traditional music from New Orleans, you know. So you hear like your, you know, your band music, your brass band music. And, you know, it was just wonderful. I actually took my mom down to Bourbon Street, which I didn't think she was going to, you know, want to go down to Bourbon Street because it was a whole lot of drinking and, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't think we could have laughed any harder, because we were just like, these people, it was so entertaining. And we actually got to be part of we got a little second line action on. I mean, it was really, really great. Like, she got to see a legit brass band. And we got to get a little second line thing going and shimmying down the street and everything. It was just, I feel like I'm still recovering from it. It was so needed and so, it was just right on time, you know. We definitely needed the mother-daughter time, because we haven't done anything like that in years. And then on top of it, we just needed to be away from New York. We needed to be away from, you know, everything that we had been dealing with. Because even though I was in New York for almost 2 months, just helping my mom and just getting a lot of stuff done after the funeral, you still gotta get away from the actual environment that you're in. So that was a much needed break, you know, away from the constant phone calls, and, you know, you appreciate them, but at some point you just want to just kind of vegetate to yourself, you know. So that was a great way to do that. So it was quite amazing. I cannot say enough about it. It was just wonderful, wonderful. Connecting with other entrepreneurs, it's so important. Networking, there's that saying that says your network determines your net worth. And I know I've said that on other podcasts, and I'm going to say it again because it's been a while. Your network determines your net worth. So you can't expect to expand your brand, expand your business, make more money every year if you don't expand your network. That means talking about your brand to other people, attending events, and not just free events, paid events as well, okay? So connecting with other entrepreneurs, networking. One of the next things is brand your own events. That was one of the things that they talked about at Essence Fest so many times. Brand your own events. There were so many entrepreneurs there, brands that were there that had their own branded events, like sub-events under Essence Fest, you know what I mean? And some of them were not even directly tied to Essence Fest, but it was going on in the city at the same time. So there was a lot of brunches, you know, a lot of organizations that were participating in Essence Fest with Essence Magazine actually had, like, their own events. Al Sharpton had, a reception dinner, you know, for his National Action Network. He had his own branded event within the Essence, you know, circle, which makes it amazing to bring your event there because so many people are in town. One of the things I want to bring up, too, is that they already started plugging next year. 2019 is the 25th anniversary, 25. That Essence Fest has been around for 25 years in 2019. So the 25th anniversary, I can't imagine who they're going to have perform on the last night. This year, it was Janet Jackson. Who's coming next year? Beyonce? I don't know who they can have. I was saying to a friend of mine, I said, you know what? If they really want to shut it down, downtown, they should bring Bruno Mars. The only reason why a piece of me says no is because it's Essence Magazine and it's a female magazine, a black female magazine, it should be a female performer. But the only way that you're going to even come close to topping Janet Jackson, quite honestly, is Beyonce. I mean, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? And Beyonce is not necessarily my era. Janet Jackson is definitely more my era than Beyonce, even though Beyonce's been around for a long time now. But, I mean, anybody who's in their late 30s and, you know, early to mid 40s like myself, Janet Jackson is everything. So I don't know what they could possibly do. Anyway, I'll leave that to Essence Magazine to figure that one out. But I'm just saying, you got to go real, real big. So I look forward to it. I'm already looking at hotels. I would love to stay at the Mercantile Hotel again. I think that I had a great conversation with the general manager. She was like, wow, you know, I was telling her about my business, and she was like, oh, here's my cell phone number, call me, you know, all this. I mean, it was that great. So I hope, even if I can't get that hotel, I hope to get something just as close to the convention center again. It was great to be able to actually walk from the convention center, you know, to the hotel, and vice versa. It was great. It just eliminated an extra cab, and it was just, I mean, my mom and I walked in that humid heat. We went to the French market. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what else to say. It was just amazing. It was just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, so branding your own events is definitely something that you want to do. But if you are going to partner up, don't just put your name on anything. Partner up with serious entrepreneurs, serious businesses that align with your vision. If they don't align with your vision, why would you partner with them? You know what I'm saying? If you know that you're a more conservative brand, why would you partner with Twerking 101? Why? You got to be smart about your business. You got to be smart about what it is that you're doing with your brand and how it's being perceived in the public. And you can be fun. And you can be, you know, sometimes, you know, off kilter sometimes, or, you know, have a different type of humor. Of course you can. But Bibles Are Us and Twerking 101 does not go together, and it never will. So be mindful of that when you align your brand with some of these other companies out here. Make sure their vision is similar to yours. Make sure that, you know, if there's a spokesperson on their side, that they're not a person that's constantly, you know, cussing or maybe, you know, represents their brand in a way that may not be beneficial to you. You know, it has to be beneficial to you, and it has to work. It has to make sense, you know. Future events that we have coming up this year. We're still trying to decide what we want to do for the holidays. I'm thinking we may do some sort of dinner for the holidays, but we're thinking about that one. We definitely will be volunteering for Thanksgiving. We're still putting the final touches on that. But our next major event that is coming up is our Pink Leaf Retreat. Okay? That is our fourth annual Pink Leaf Retreat. Okay? Our Pink Leaf Retreat is going to be out in North Georgia in Duluth. Okay, all you got to do is go to Pink, P-I-N-K, L-E-A-F, Retreat, R-E-T-R-E-A-T, PinkLeafRetreat.com, and you will get information from there. Now, it's pink because it's in the month of October, so it is October 5th, 6th, and 7th, okay? The 6th is the main day of the retreat. The 6th is when we're also going to be having our breakout sessions and workshops, and that's also the day you can come and shop with our vendors. Tickets are open for that right now, so please visit www.pinkleafretreat.com and you will get all the information that you need. Okay, so that's for our upcoming event. And again, 2019, we definitely will be doing our Women's History Month brunch. We always do that in March. So we definitely know we have that coming. And we will be in Essence Fest again for Blackberries and NOLA. It'll be our third year next year. Okay, so we know we have those two things already written in stone, guaranteed. You will have more information about that. If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me at Queen Media. If you want to follow Blackberry Naturals, this is our natural hair entrepreneur meetup group. That's at Blackberry Naturals. If you want to email me, do you want to be a guest on my podcast? You absolutely can. We do have guests from time to time. Feel free to email me, info@onyx, O-N-Y-X, queen, Q-U-E-E-N, media, M-E-D-I-A, .com. That's info@onyxqueenmedia.com. You're listening to The Queen's Lair. This is the Essence Fest Recap, Season 9, Episode 8. We will talk to you soon. from a new season, season 10, episode 1, is coming soon.